Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Tonight I'm trying a little different software because I had to switch over to another computer because the computer I had basically got pooched. So I'm trying to salvage it because I really like my Hewlett Packard, and it was a Windows 8.1. I mean, it's not the greatest system, but I got used to it, and so now I have to adapt. Seems like that's what life's all about, adapting, right? Having to adapt. We've gotten used to a certain level of comfort in the way we do things. And so as a result, things happen, life changes, and there's a shift. And as we shift, we have to learn to adapt and everything. So this is one of the things, this is one of the few things I'm having to adapt to now. Because everyone always asks me, how come they're not bothering you? How come they're, my computer just went, I've been evicted from my store with no reason, and now finding a place has become a challenge as well. I still have to pack. So there's a lot of adaptations I have to deal with. Then I thought about that. I thought, this is par for the course. That's how life works. And then I thought, I may have to even relocate out of the Essex County, as much as I don't want to. I may have to. So, and again, this is part of the adaptation. Maybe it's a part of a leading out or whatever. Who knows? I'm not sure on anything in that regard. But then I thought, this is another phase of the game plan to get rid of those people who are still telling the truth. Then I thought about that a little bit more. And I thought, what if they tried to get those of us who are really not, I wouldn't consider myself a big influence. I would say I have had influence, yes, but the big gamers are like the Alex Jones, Mike Rangers, and all the rest of these guys that I personally don't listen to, but I watch them once in a blue moon kind of thing. But the guys like me that are out there behind the scenes, while these guys are getting the limelight, we're telling the truth. And now they're going after those of us who are in that arena, telling the truth. And telling the truth in these times will get you in trouble. That is a given. And if you're not part of any kind of buyout or any kind of anything, and you're on your own and you're independent and you're autonomous, that makes you a bigger threat because they have no control over you. And I've always tried to maintain that, not to be part of any kind of administration or be a part of affiliated with any real group, because that's when you get into trouble. I found in my life anyway that when you become a part of something, sometimes what you're a part of,
I'm finding it's about time for me.
Hold on.
A rant about all that's going on at the moment. I'm 72.
I haven't figured out how to make this stupid thing work. But anyway, I know what I do. Give me a second here. I want you guys to hear something here. Now, this is from a 72-year-old man down in Australia.
I'm finding it's about.
And he's speaking very fluent Commonwealth. Now, I must warn you, because this is part of the adaptation. I want you to hear this guy. He's a 72-year-old man down land down under. And he is basically telling you where Canada is going. And I'm going to keep on the theme of adaption. Now, this man speaks salt-of-the-earth English. If you can't handle salt-of-the-earth English, go find the Foo-Foo channel, because we are at war, and this man is expressing his frustration, and he's becoming less tolerant, and he feels a great indignation for what's happening to his country, which unfortunately we don't have enough Canadians feeling the same way here. And hopefully this will arouse some of you. So this will make you laugh. I have this kind of mentality, because I used to be an ex-truck driver, so I get where he's coming from and how he talks. So I am going to give you a warning. The last 2 minutes of the speech, and it's about a 3-minute speech. No, it's about an 8-minute. Hold on, I got to see what the hell I'm doing here. Give me a second. Come on. Well, you know what? It never fails. Okay, it's a 3-minute long speech that he does. And probably about the last 30 seconds, he gets into some descriptive expressions. So, if you can't handle salted yours, I'm going to give you a heads up. Go find the Poo Poo Channel for the next 3 minutes. Because he's telling it the way it is. In my humblest opinion, people need to hear it in the salted earth language that he's speaking, because you're not getting it any other way. So hopefully this will work. Let's see what happens.
Time for me to have a bit of a rant about all that's going on at the moment. I'm 72. Ever since I left high school, all I've put up with in this country is fucking government departments at every level. Local government, state government, federal government. They do nothing but interfere in your life continually. They just can't help their fucking self because they're all megalomaniacs. Every last politician in this country is nothing but a self-serving bigot. They're there for one reason, that's their own hip pocket. The only interest they've got is fucking lining their own hip pockets. The business that's going on at the moment with COVID, it's the greatest load of shit designed to put fear into people so they can control the people, divide and conquer. They've been at this shit now since the mid-1970s. But everyone out there is too busy all fucking fighting with each other instead of fighting the common enemy. The common enemy is the governments of this country and the politicians, more so the public servants. We're the most over-regulated, over-governed country on the face of this planet. Everywhere you look, it's fucking politicians kissing each other's ass, two-party preferred. By who? If you read the Constitution, my understanding is one person, one vote. So how the fuck does it get handed over to someone else because two parties prefer that they're the only ones in the ball game? And until we get rid of that system, we're never going to have fair representation of the people in this country. As for the coppers, they're just fucking cunts on a good day. The bastards, they're the most corrupt cunts there is in this fucking country. As for all the haters, and I'm sure you'll start sending hate messages to me, you'll have to send them to someone who cares, because I don't give a fuck about haters. If you don't like what I've got to say, scroll on, move on, get a life. Because most of you haters, you're living proof of one thing, that your mother and father wasted a good fuck. Your father should have spent his time tossing himself off in the shower and fucking let it go on and get on with life. And instead, he's come up with huge drop kicks. You're gutless, you believe everything the government tells you, and anyone that's got a different opinion to you, you set out to attack them. We don't have a democracy in this country. We have something that just resembles fools that vote every 4 years to see who it is that's going to boss us around. The country was formed as a penal colony. The laws ever since have been made to control convicts. Nothing's changed. Nothing gets repealed. It just gets worse and worse and worse. And until we stand up with some balls together, united against these cunts, we've got no hope of winning.
I gotta say, that was the most creative content I ever heard in regard to useless people. I'm trying to keep my composure. But what he said, I agree 100%. Even the part about the mom and dad. we are in a quagmire, that's for sure. We are definitely, and what he said is we're heading the same way in Canada. We are going to be right up Australia's ass with all this crap that's going on, and I don't want to pass a fucking passport here in Ontario. Really? And how many people are going to go for that? I was watching a video of, I think it was the UK, where people were lining up to go into a restaurant, showing them their phone with their mask, to go in to have something to eat. I mean, how can you be, the retardation of that? Just to, I mean, wouldn't it have been a lot easier if everybody just got together and told them to chuck Hugh Farley? What could a handful of politicians have done? Nothing. Everybody's afraid of a small group of people in an office. They could all be strung up on the highest tree. It wouldn't take much. And here we are, everybody's capitulating, or most everybody's capitulating to this bullshit. It astounds me that this actually happens. It really does. It astounds me. I remember a day when we used to fight. There'd be a song, "Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever in a day. We lived the life we choose. We fight and never lose." That's gone down by the river. If we ever even had it. All I know is this. Those of us who have been fighting and opposing this, I think at this point in the juncture, I think everyone needs to evaluate what they need to do or what they want to do. And those who have not done anything but sat on the side and observed everything going on, you know what? This message is specifically for you. For you. Those who sat there with their thumbs up their ass and just observed while the rest of us were fighting. We have done our part in fighting. We have done our part in battling. We have done our part at non-compliance. Eventually, our numbers will, sooner or later, fade out for one reason or another. Either we're dead, or we've been caught up in a gulag, or we have left and gone underground. One of the three. The rest of you who sat there and did sweet F.A., the crisis will be on your shoulder. You will have nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and you'll have to fight that battle by yourself, just like we did. Because you sat there and were uncommitted, you were in some form of mediocrity on all this, thinking that it wouldn't touch you if you didn't get involved. You are going to get involved sooner than you think. And that involvement is going to come at a heavy price. There'll be an ass whipping on you guys like you've never, ever seen before. Those of us have been warning you, those of us have been telling everybody about what's going on, those of us who have been fighting the fight, doing the protests, warning people, expressing to people, showing to people different things, challenging them in the stores, challenging them in the restaurants, fighting on the street with people. If we had had the numbers supporting the battle, Ford and Ontario would not be passing this effing passport. That Health Minister Bonnie in BC wouldn't be getting away with jack shit. The Premier of Alberta wouldn't be getting away with jack shit. This is the truth. But because everybody sat there in their little comfort zone, as long as you had your little beer in your hand, your little tobacco, they're going to take that away from you. That's going to be a very expensive luxury for a lot of you. They'll keep giving it to you because it keeps you sedated, keeps you in a state of the la-la world. But I have news for you. Since you didn't want to get involved, you will eventually. And when you go looking for help, a lot of us may not be around. Well, for one reason or another. We may already be dead. We may already be in an underground. Or we may have left the country. Or left the area. This, I'm not saying I'm going to do any of these things. I'm just giving you a heads up. For those of you who sat there on their ass, just sweet F.A., and just watch the battle, just like they did in Germany. You had three factions there. You had those fighting one side. One side was killing the other side. And the third side, if they had gotten involved, could have tipped the scale. But instead, they sat there and watched. And eventually, they wound up being enslaved in a prison camp. Or a gulag. Or locked down in their own little town and village as controlled labor. Slaves. And if there had been a united front, things may have wound up a little different in Germany. Instead, a despotic leader took over And all he did to take over, just like what they're doing now, all he did is gave the people a line of bullshit, and they bought it. Filled them with fear, filled them with terror, and they bought it. Now, adaptation. Adaptation means you're going to have to adapt to whatever's coming. You have to change the way you're doing things in order to deal with whatever you're dealing with in the current level you're dealing with it. You can't go about dealing with things the same way. Things are changing. Things are altering. Things are moving. So, when I put that video on, again, it was to let you know that's as good. That's coming to Canada. Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. It's coming. So I want everyone to be aware of this. Now, I want you all to be aware also. I got a bunch of things tonight on monitoring and security, just to give you an idea. Because I'm tired of talking about COVID. I'm tired of talking about the injections. I'm tired of talking about graphene and spions. You know what? If you haven't figured it out by now, you're never going to. They have planted a program or an operating system in everybody who's taking these shots. That's what's going on. Okay? Pine needle tea ain't going to do fuck all. Anesthesia isn't going to do fuck all. What's the other one they give? Dandelion tea is going to do fuck all. None of these things are going to touch the technology. None of them. And that's what you got to deal with. What they're giving you is to deal with pathologies, viruses, flus, whatever. They ain't gonna work either. They got people believing something. I mean, like I said, it doesn't take much today to get people to be gullible. So anyway, let me start off with the monitoring. There's a video on there I was watching. It's interesting because I have been saying this for the last 30 years. When I 30 years ago, when I was transitioning from a job, I decided to go into what they call network specialist or netware. And I got into it, started being educated. Then I got to a point where I said, you know what, this ain't for me. I didn't have that kind of my head wasn't there for it. It wasn't a good mix. But what I did learn while I was there, the network specialists have access to all your data, all of it. So if you lose your password or your password code or whatever, they can go into the directory and they could pull it out and get it to you. But at the same time, they have now access to all your data. And they've always had access to all your data. Doesn't matter how secure you think you are, they can be in your place in less than 10 seconds. Especially with quantum computing and the type of AI networks they have today. That wouldn't take long to crack your access codes. It would take them mere minutes at best. Mere minutes. So he was saying the same thing I'm telling you now. Some of you think, well, I got a code. It's impossible. Yeah, well, that's a nice dream. The quantum computers can crack the Pentagon. So imagine your little system. So when you're looking at, don't leave anything on your computer. And I'm telling you this, if you've got any kind of bank records, any kind of social insurance, social security, any kind of access codes, anything financial, I would encourage you to put it on a file somewhere and get it the F off your computer. Because as long as it's connected to a modem or a monitor or a Wi-Fi, you're hackable. Mostly don't know enough about security to even defend yourself or have any kind of security, a real security system on your computer. So I would suggest you take it off. Take it all off, you know, because if you leave anything on that can tie anything to your money, okay, they got you. They got you by the short and curlies there. They got you. And they will take what you have been hiding in the bank or hiding in wherever you're hiding. If there's a number, there's an identifier, it can be accessed. Don't put your shit up in the cloud either. This is another stupid thing. Oh, I'm secure. I got my stuff up in the cloud. The cloud is the network. And if they can get into a network back when I started 30 some odd years ago into this, imagine what they can do today. They can pull the frequencies right from the air when you're transmitting. You got your phone and you're doing your online banking on the phone. If they're out there monitoring the tech and they see these numbers flying by, guess what? You've lost everything in the bank. You've lost it all. Personal information should not be on any electronic device whatsoever. You know, because if it's there, it's accessible. Instead of, you know, this, the thing they did with everybody is they made everything so convenient so that now you've gotten used to doing things with the tech. Back in the day, we'd go to the bank. Even if you go to a banking machine, that beats going, having anything online on a computer. That is, you know, that's where it's at. You cannot allow yourself the luxury of thinking that you are safe. You aren't. Why do you think they went through all this trouble setting up all these antennas, all this software, all these towers everywhere? Do you think they did it just so you could have a cell phone? Did you think they did it so you wouldn't drop a signal? They did it so that no matter where you went, if your data was on that phone, they knew exactly what you were doing, what you were buying, where you were going, what you were driving in, probably knew exactly how fast you were going, and the temperature of your vehicle, all through the technology. You know, it's important that you understand this. If you're planning on going off grid, cell phone ain't coming with you at all. Anything that can be connected to the internet in regarding to telecommunications, if you bring a computer, you can never use it online. The moment you put it online, guess what? It is now, your location has been compromised. And it only takes the AI nanoseconds to figure out where you are. Nanoseconds or even picoseconds. So if you're planning on going off-grid, that cell phone is in the garbage. Or at the bottom of the Detroit River, or bottom of the Great Lakes, or the bottom of the ocean. You know, take a boat ride out there and throw it out there. Imagine if a shark swallowed it. Whoop, and the thing's on. Imagine them chasing that. Hey, where the hell's that thing? Where is he going? Wow, he's gone pretty deep. We're getting good signal transmission. Because it's important that you understand, if you want any kind of freedom, any kind of freedom, you have to be tech free. If I was to take off off-grid, the only thing I would be bringing with me would be a computer. And the only reason why I would be bringing a computer is so that because I have databases up the wazoo. So if I need to do something, build something, or research something that I'm needing that might be pertinent to where I'm at, I can plug in a disk or a flash drive, access the information, and continue to go from there. There would be no cables, there'd be no internet, wouldn't even be a phone. You know, the only way you'd be able to get a hold of me is through smoke signals. Tony, Tony, and smoke. You know, because then once that happens, you maximize your capacity to not be found. And it, again, this would require some adaption, because if you're so used to a cell phone, and so used to having the comforts and the, what would you put it? The comforts and the ease of using a phone, and you're not willing to, you know, change, then off-grid living for you is not where you need to be. And if you do go off-grid with other people, everybody would have to be in agreement, no cell phone. No monitoring devices, no tracking devices. Everything is left behind. Or put on a truck or a ship or an airplane and flying these things while they're on. wherever they go. You know, whatever. So incinerate them, throw them in the bottom of the lake, whatever. Just get rid of them. The the nature of security is not what you think. Everything, I've said this before, everything is inverted. Everything is inverted. You're not more secure by using these toys that they want you to use. You're actually more insecure because of the nature of what these things do. They don't make you more protective. Oh. They don't make you more protected. They make you far less. They open you wide open. You know, if the government isn't monitoring you, a hacker might. And a lot of these hackers are very sophisticated, and a lot of these hackers work for the government. So again, this is something that you you want to keep your eye on. You know, your security has to be in such a way, until everything goes digitized, you can at least at that point still maintain some level of autonomy, as long as you have money in your possession. Once it goes digital, you got nothing. You will have absolutely no rights. Nada, nothing, zero. No rights. You know, you are never going to see anything in regarding to freedom of access, because all you'd have to do is say one little thing against the government. And guess what? You've just been shut down. You can't get money. You can't get on a bus because it's all electronic. So you got to carry around a cell phone. You may lose that as well. They may shut the power off on that so you can't talk to anybody. And imagine that. Some of you can't be alone. A lot of you cannot handle being alone. You know, you'll put up with a bad relationship rather than being alone. And once your partner can see that and recognize that you have that weakness, you are now going to be at the mercy of your partner. All they got to do is threaten to leave you. You'll come unglued, most of you. And like I said, I'm saying this not because I'm being an asshole. I'm saying this because this is the way it is. A lot of you cannot handle the idea of being alone. And it's important that you learn to adapt that way, because you may wind up being alone anyway. It may sound cruel, may sound hard, may sound like a hardship, but in all reality, seriously, when it boils right down to it, your life is in your hands, not your partner's hands. And if all you're going to do is monkey see, monkey do, then you're not going to get very far either. It's just not going to happen. And I'm saying that again to give you a sense of sobriety here, where we're really at and what's really going on, and how you know, we're in a situation here that that we need to keep our eye on. Because like I said, we're no longer living in that world of, we're no longer living in Mayberry RFD. You know, we're not in that anymore. We're past Mayberry RFD. You know, we are no longer in that realm of the land of innocence, where we're just kids going to a party and our idea of a hard life is, you know, dealing with mom and pop, you know, going grocery shopping or going fishing. Days, those days are gone. Those days are gone. You know, we're no longer going to see that reality anymore. None. You have to have the mindset. You have to be able to adapt. Okay, like I said earlier, I said there's people going to a grocery store, and they were not grocery store, restaurant, and they were using their devices so that they could get inside. You know, and so what happened was they showed them their ID. Okay, is this the way you want to live? Is this how you want to live? You're not going to be able to go grocery shopping without that thing. And eventually you're not going to be able to have a business without that thing. They're going to force business people eventually to have that passport. Eventually, it's like I said, this is the mark of the beast. It's just basically they are orchestrating this. So by the time it gets to a certain point, they will have everybody where they want them to be. Depending on how you're looking at biblical prophecy, because there's a lot of people who have a different take on revelations and if the prophecies have already happened, if it's just whatever. But if you're of the mindset where you're believing that the second temple is about ready to be built, and the son of perdition is going to sit there ruling over the world, and everyone's going to bow down to it. Well, if you're looking at that and from that end of it, everything you're seeing is leading us to that point. I always say many a time that we are dealing the Bible is the playbook, has always been the playbook, and this is what they're going by. And they're going by exactly what you're seeing in those prophecies. That's why I keep telling everybody, read the scripture. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the letters. Read the gospels. Read the book of Acts. Read the book of Revelation. Because that's the script they're going by. You want to know what's going on, go read the script. Best thing I can tell you to do, to get just at least then will give you the opportunity to see where you're at. And if you're thinking that all of a sudden the Temple of Solomon is just going to be built and the Son of Perdition is just going to pop out of nowhere, never happens that way. Nothing is just bing, bang, boom. That's television. That's television theatrics that you're seeing. And this may wind up becoming that eventually. So, like I said, it's about adapting. And, or we're going to wind up just like it's like the fellow said there in regarding to Australia, you know. And Australia now, while we're on the topic of Australia, like I said, the Australians have taken it right up the bunghole, hard. Commonwealth country. Have you noticed something? Well, Australia is going under, the ship being sunk. Where are the monarchs on behalf of their subjects? I don't see any. Kind of makes me wonder. Makes me think a little bit. Now, Australia has got a facial recognition program going now in their application so that when they're on the quarantine, they can now see where you're at. Take a selfie. They can take a picture. Oh, you're at home. Good subject. You know, they're turning it into a police state. Like the man said, it was a penal colony. It was designed, and they run the country as if they were prisoners there. Well, they've gotten generations of Australians used to the fact that they have been prisoners on an island continent. So nothing's going to change there anytime soon, unless they have a revolution. Now in Italy. You want to go on a beach in Italy, you can go on a beach, you can lay there, get in the sun, a drone will fly over you and examine you without your permission. Imagine that. What are they saying about you, and what are they saying about your personage? What are they saying? You got nothing. You got zero, nada, nothing. Amazing. Now, I got a couple links on here tonight on colostrum. Now, the colostrum you want to get is the colostrum that's 100% colostrum, not 10% colostrum and the rest milk. So when you go looking at for products, depending where you're buying them, whether you're buying them straight from a farmer, you're buying from a wholesaler, make sure that the percentage of colostrum or the ratio of colostrum to milk is that the milk is about maybe 2 to 5% max. The rest is colostrum. Because a lot of products today are like 90% milk and 10% colostrum. That means you're getting less of the transfer factors in it to help your body to fight off or learn how to fight off pathologies. Now, colostrum has a lot of healing properties as far as healing the gut, increasing growth hormone response, regeneration capacity. They are peptides, which means they're smaller protein molecules that are more effective as far as the way they work in the body. They can help with the regeneration process. So I got them on there for you to read, download them. They're not going to stop nano. They're not going to stop frequencies, but they can help your body fight. They can give your body something that's really real to fight. Not some bullshit pine needle. Pine needle will work to a point if you got a cold. Okay? May work to a point if you have a real flu, not a genetically engineered biobot technology. We have no defense against biobots. None. Anybody tells you that, oh, I'm going to have some anise. Yeah, well, if you're a male, heads up for you men, you might wind up growing a set of boobs, breasts, you know. Mammary glands, you never know, because of the estrogen content. Like I said, do your research correctly. Don't allow anybody to misguide you or mislead you in what they're trying to sell you. I'm not trying to sell you colostrum. I'm giving you information on it so that you can decide if you want it. Now, reading that, a lot of this information I saw today, I've seen before. Same perspective. So again, I'm encouraging you to all take this, especially give it to your kids. They got to wear a freaking mask for 12 hours a day. Get them home, get that effing thing off of them, and then give them some colostrum so they can renew their immune system function. Be surprised that it'll make them healthy and strong. Okay. It's amazing. And if you're going to write to me saying, well, I don't drink milk, is there anything else? If you don't drink milk, and I talk about real milk, right from a cow's tit, not from a store, then my thought to you is this. If you don't want to take the real deal, don't bother me. And I'm telling you that straight out, don't bother me. Because why, if I'm telling you what you need to take, and you still insist on drinking soy or rice milk or some other shit that isn't good for you, then you're not really interested in healing, as far as I can tell, anyway. So you say, well, I have a milk allergy. Okay, quit eating the grain, quit eating the rice, quit eating the pastas. Just about everybody I've told that to lay off the grains, the rice, the pastas, the breads, the cereals, the pseudo-grains like millet and buckwheat, after about 4 weeks, guess what? They were able to handle dairy. I had a guy down in Arizona. I gave him real milk, right from the tit, not from the sore. Okay? And, you know, cow's milk. And he said, usually when he drinks it, he'd have a reaction. He was able to drink. He was buying a gallon a week. He said, this is great. This doesn't cause me any problems. Because it's not being infected with whatever bullshit that they're affecting the cows that they're manufacturing. Something to think about. Another doctor's come out and refuted Fauci on the mRNA. He said the mRNA should never have been instituted in any injection. That's the real science. The real scientists, just like the real truthers, are buried behind the bullshit. Always the case. Always the case. So, you know, it's where we're at today and some of the things that we're dealing with. And again, I'm trying to point this out and present this in such a way. The other day I was trying to figure out the movie and my buddy called me and said Equilibrium. So I put Equilibrium on here tonight for you to go check out. This is a society that is run completely on drugs. Total use of drugs. When the gong goes off, they inject themselves. Is this how you want to live? Now, some of these people never got out into the countryside, so they developed a society, within the building structures. And as a result, they were incognito. But if there was a raid needed to be done, those would be the first places they would come. So watch the movie. I think it's important that you watch it so you can see how much control government has with a massive amount of people, you know, and how easy it is to abuse the power of the position to even get people to drug themselves like they're doing today. Today, they got them walking down the line, walking down the church, walking down the school, walking down a hallway, walking into a grocery store, wherever they can set up a place for injections. That's where you are. And I'm reading more and more people are getting the injections and dropping right then and there on the spot. They have to be carted away in an ambulance. And if you saw the last video with signs, everywhere a sign, you got to see. Now, somebody wrote me something. I said, well, and I'd already stated on the show that the one part there that where the guy was talking about, you can't get infected, you can't jump, blah, blah, blah. That was pure bullshit on every level. And a lot of the things that were being said on there, some of the stuff was just hocus pocus. But the reason why I let that one go is because of what you got to see at the very beginning and in different parts. There's only like two or three parts that were just fantasy. So again, you know, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. Just click on the last show on the third. And you can pull it up, and you can pull up the Equilibrium. Now, I heard today something about a PPC party in Canada that they have shut down any exposure to the party. And apparently they took over 46% of the votes in Ontario. 46%. Nobody ever heard a sound of it. Nothing. And at 46%, guess what? That would be the majority party. The rest of them would be kissing his ass. Or her ass. So, here we are. I'm not of the political mindset, but I think it's worth looking at for everybody to take a look at it. You know, we like the guy said in Australia, you know, he said, we got a two-party system. Says who? Why do we have to have a two-party system? So, it is what it is. It's where we're at today. You know, and you need to be on your guard. You need to still keep preparing. Because, again, if they do bring in the passport rules here, it's only going to be a matter of time. You're not even going to be able to go out the gate just like the Aussies. You know, you're going to have to buy all your shit online. Everything. Such is life. That's what you want. Like I said, we're coming into some real tough times. Be aware of that. All right, I think I'm going to let it go here. Because, again, I'm a little tired from all I've been dealing with. So I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read, read, read. Keep that at the forefront of your thoughts, you know, what you're reading. Read the letters, read the apostles, read the letters, read the book of Acts, read Revelations. Get started on the basics, get started on the meat and potato that you need to understand it yourself as a believer, and don't let anybody mislead you. TV evangelicals, Zionists, Masons, you know, Jesuits. If you're seeing any of these people on television and they're giving you some kind of doctrine that isn't correct, you know, cut them loose. Cut them loose. Cut them loose. Alrighty, I think I got everything. And I always say as well, we're still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health, take care.